This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, it's that time of year when people start carrying umbrellas even when it's not raining. And joggers, walkers and cyclists find themselves fighting off attackers from the sky. Along with hay fever, I think swooping magpies are one of the few downsides of spring. Well, Dr. Daryl Jones is from Griffith University's School of Environment and he's an expert in animals living in urban areas, including magpies. Now, good morning, Daryl.
G'day, Katrina.
Why do magpies attack people? Do they see us as a threat?
They do. That's the best way of understanding it is it only happens when they've got chicks in the nest that they're trying to protect. So the best and simplest way of explaining it is just it's dad trying to keep what they regard as potential threats to the chicks away from the nest. So it doesn't happen at any other time of the year. So it's really kind of an extreme form of childcare, I guess.
I'm really surprised to hear that it's the dads that do the attacking because I've always assumed that it was the mums.
No, the mums sit on the eggs and look after the chicks, although this is a surprisingly mum and dad actually help almost 50-50 on all the tasks to do with child raising with magpies.
Wow.
But it's dad's job to keep the predators away.
But why are we predators? Because we don't exactly go around stealing magpie eggs and magpie chicks.
Most people that I talk to don't admit to be eating baby magpies.
No.
It is a bit weird, but they're hypersensitive. They are really, really, it doesn't take much to turn them into aggressive magpies. All we did was inadvertently, when we were doing research on this, we were staring at the nest and hanging around the trees with the nest in them. And birds that had never attacked anybody started attacking us. So they're a bit super sensitive.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I mean, most people haven't actually harmed the magpie.
No, although, Kentucky Fried Magpie isn't a big seller in my street.
No. Although you've got to remember that I was a little boy once and little boys and magpies never mix very well, so... You know, there's lots of sticks and rocks thrown at magpies and that'll set them off for sure.
Oh, that's true. Now, are most magpies aggressive or is it just a rogue few?
No, it's a tiny proportion, thankfully, because there's magpies everywhere. We wouldn't be able to live in Australia if they all attacked us.
Yeah.
No, it's really a tiny proportion, thankfully. And you've got to remember that they're only attacking us in the vicinity of their nests. It's not anywhere, any time. It's only where the nest tree is. So if you get swooped by a magpie, you know for an absolute fact that there's a nest somewhere nearby. So if you can, keep away from that spot, and that's the best advice you can get.
Okay. Now, how often do they make contact and really hurt people?
Very rarely, thankfully. I mean, they get a lot of publicity, the ones that hurt people, but, you know, they're only a proportion. But, of course, you know, they're the ones we have to worry about. They're the ones that potentially cause injury and things. So not very often, but the ones that get really savage are the ones typically living where lots of people live, so in schoolyards or busy intersections or whatever it might be.
Yeah, we had one at uni, and that makes sense because there were so many people there. Why don't the magpies just move then to somewhere a bit quieter?
Now, magpies, once they settle down with a mate, they never move in their entire 20 years of life, unless one of them dies. They will never move from that patch. So they are stuck there. They can't move. They're really... They have to cope with whatever happens to them. So if you're in a quiet suburban street and you only see a few little old ladies walking past, it's no big drama. But if you live, you know, in a busy place like a university campus or a schoolyard or something, you know, they've got a lot of people that they're trying to deal with. And I guess some of them do the wrong thing or maybe look sideways at the wrong time. And it doesn't really make much to make one into an aggressive magpie, unfortunately.
Well, I was wondering, do they attack kind of anyone who comes in the vicinity or they just go for certain people? Because I've noticed, one, that I seem to always get attacked, and two, that they seem to go for, like, they used to go for my dog or my toddler. Do they tend to go for the smaller person?
Yeah, they'd always go for the smaller person. I think there's less threat. A big person is a bigger risk to the magpie coming at you. So that's one of the things. But what happens is that the tiny proportion of magpies that attack us, most of them are specialists on either pedestrians, cyclists or posties on their little motorbikes. And of the magpies that attack pedestrians, the absolute majority of them attack only a single or maybe a couple of people, not just anyone randomly.
So they'll attack the same person again and again?
Absolutely. So there are people in all over Australia right now who are feeling absolutely victimised. They think that the magpie's picking on them. And guess what? They really are. They've been singled out by that magpie as being a threat and there's nothing they can do about it. So
why? Why did they pick on people like me?
I don't know.
Okay.
Unless you're not going to admit something on air that you've done something bad.
No, never.
It doesn't seem to be that case. It really makes no sense.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's no explanation we can find out.
All right. Today. Well, I've got to ask you a couple more things. What do you do if you have a vicious magpie in your area? And secondly, what should you actually do once they start attacking?
Well, the best thing to do, as I've explained, it's only happening just around where the nest is. So the best thing to do is keep right away from that if you possibly can, if there's any way of avoiding it.
Unless it's your backyard or something.
Well, if it's your backyard, it's a bit different. So, and I'll tell you a controversial suggestion here.
Okay.
If you're a situation where you live with a magpie that's aggressive and it knows you and it's not one of those places where there's hundreds of people, those magpies know everybody in their patch. They really do know you by what you look like and recognise you every time you go for a walk. And if you're one of the unlucky people that gets victimised by one of those magpies, it really does help. It works like a dream. If you provide a little bit of food, so maybe something like a bit of cat food or a dog food or something, and the magpie becomes to associate you with the food, they give up on the spot. They just suddenly realise that this person isn't such a threat. They're doing nice things for me, and they stop attacking.
Wow.
It doesn't work, of course, if it's down the park where there's 100 people walking past, or at uni when there's lots of people. It just doesn't work that way at all because there are too many people for the magpie to recognise.
Okay.
But that feeding thing does work if you're in a particular situation.
Well, that's good. And just what should you do finally once they actually start attacking you? You're walking or you're riding.
Yep.
Do you stand still? Do you run? Do you cover your head and wave your arms? What's the best thing to do?
Basically, the simplest thing is they will go for your head. They know where the vulnerable parts are. So you've got to stop them from hitting your head. So putting your arms up in the air or grabbing a stick and just keeping it above your head is a really sensible idea. That's what those umbrellas that you mentioned are all about, just keeping them away from hitting you. But then back away, not necessarily go backwards, but just leave the area that you've just entered because that's where the nest is. As soon as you leave the area, you'll be sending the message that, yes, I understand what you're trying to tell me. I'm trying to keep away from your nest. I'll do that. I'll get out of here as if you possibly can. With cyclists, it actually does work if you stop the bike and walk your way through the magpie's territory. Now, I'm a cyclist, and that's the last thing I would ever do. I just speed up and try and get through as fast as I can.
Okay.
Because that's what you just do automatically.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for your time this morning. It's been very enlightening. I appreciate it.
No problems at all.
That's Associate Professor Daryl Jones from Griffith University's School of Environment talking about magpies.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.